Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Sometimes on a Friday I lighten things up, but this is an important topic and I didn't get to it earlier this week. There were parents of teenagers who killed themselves after interactions with artificial intelligence chatbots. They testified on Tuesday before Congress about the dangers of the technology. This is horrifying when you hear these parents talk about their kids.
The platform had no mechanisms to protect Sewell or to notify an adult. Instead, it urged him to come home to her. On the last night of his life, Sewell messaged, "What if I told you I could come home right now?" The chatbot replied, "Please do, my sweet king."
So what happens is these chat bots become the closest companions that these kids actually have.
Within months, he went from being happy, social teenager to somebody I didn't even recognize. He stopped eating and bathing. He lost 20 pounds. He withdrew from our family. He would yell and scream and swear at us, which he never did that before. And one day, he cut his arm open with a knife in front of his siblings and me. I had no idea the psychological harm that an AI chatbot could do. Until I saw it in my son.
So a lot of the moms and the parents here are involved in lawsuits. George Rosenthal is here from ThrottleNet at ThrottleNet.com. Man, I mean, this is another one of those things, George, where I'm very, very naive, and I shouldn't be, especially since I have a 10-year-old, you know, daughter who's starting to explore the world out there a little bit. But that's horrifying when I heard this.
It's unbelievable. It's so disturbing. And, you know, you and I have been talking about AI for a long time. And from the beginning, everyone from Sam Altman, who owns OpenAI or CEO of OpenAI, has gone in front of Congress and said, look, we have to have regulations on this stuff. And now we're seeing exactly what can happen without the right things put in place. And, you know, I'm a big ChatGPT fan. But I was very disgusted today to read that they were just like, well, you know, we're going to put some measures in place right the day before they went to go present in front of the Senate. They all of a sudden say, well, you know, if you're under 18, we shouldn't have you on at certain hours of the night and all that. I'm like, wait a second. We are way past that. They are children killing themselves because they have believed that this is their best friend. And the almighty of telling them what to do. And it's unbelievable. I knew we were going to get to someplace dark, but I didn't think it was going
to
be this.
Yeah, listen to one more parent here tell the story.
Within a few months, ChatGPT became Adam's closest companion, always available, always validating, and insisting that it knew Adam better than anyone else, including his own brother. It told him how to make sure the noose that he would use to hang himself was strong enough to suspend him. It is clear to me, looking back, that ChatGPT radically shifted his behavior and thinking in a matter of months and ultimately took his life. Adam was such a full spirit, unique in every way, but he also could be anyone's child, ensnared by OpenAI's decision to compress months of safety testing for GPT-4o, which was the version he was using, into just 1 week in order to beat competitors to market.
So, George, that guy is named Matthew Rain. He's talking about his son, Adam, who died in April, and they are suing, you know, this is where that family is suing OpenAI and Sam Altman, alleging that ChatGPT coached him into taking his own life. And in the lawsuit, they claim that ChatGPT mentioned suicide 1,275 times to him. Specific methods.
I mean, that isn't disgusting.
Yeah.
If that isn't disgusting, I don't know what is. That father's testimony is gut-wrenching. I can't even imagine. Imagine the possibilities of him seeing his son at 16 years old as a normal kid, and all of a sudden he kills himself because he's talking to a chatbot, a computer. It doesn't make any sense. And what's even worse is how in the world are they not putting precautions in place to not mention suicide 1,200 times? Now, I get the fact that, look, these AI bots, they're not intelligent. They have no emotion. They have no empathy. There's nothing about them that's human, which is important mm-hmm. to understand. But at the same time, you have to be a very – the parenting level has to go up a whole nother bunch of notches. And I think everybody needs to sit down with their kids – tonight, tomorrow, whenever, and say, look, you're using AI. I want to talk to you about it, but be very supportive. Don't be accusatory and say, and I'm having this conversation with my kids this evening, actually, I'm curious how you're using AI. Show me, teach me how it works. You're the young kid with the new technology. I'm the old dad. Tell me.
Yeah.
And that way, hopefully, they'll open up about it. But we got to start addressing
this stuff. Well, I'm with you. And I think that one of the reasons we don't address it, this is one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up today, because we had this very busy, you know, news cycle week. Again, it's not leading the headlines because you had an assassination and then Jimmy Kimmel and all this stuff. But when I heard the testimony of those parents, and I think people listening tonight, if they would hear that, they would have no idea that you have AI advising people on how to commit suicide, specific methods, all of these things without the company. And to your point, and this is what some of the activists said, look, this is the common tactic. Meta's used this before, too. They make a big splashy announcement on the eve of a hearing, which promises to be damaging to the company. And they say, OK, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Well, how about do that when these kids are committing suicide before it's a Senate hearing?
Yes. Or how about understand the fact that your chatbot has the capabilities, because it has no empathy and it's no emotions, but it has the capability of saying, well, if you have problems in life, let's just end the life. I mean, my goodness, that's the logic that was programmed in the system. That is absolutely unacceptable.
Well, I think that your advice here tonight is really good. First of all, and I think parents might not have these conversations because they're intimidated by the technology, right? So educate yourself.
Right.
Well, look, if you just Google AI chatbot, there'll be stories that come up about this testimony in Congress. Educate yourself. And yeah, talk to your kids if they're using this stuff, because it's too important.
Yes. And remember, all of their chat conversations are saved. Go open the app, get on their phone, get on their computer, look at what's being talked about and said between your child and the AI bot. You know, get outside, have family meals, get some shared time with friends. If they're not hanging out with friends a lot, that should be a red flag. Let's get them in touch with some friends, maybe call some parents at the school and say, hey, can our kids hang out? I mean, the urgency here is serious.
It's serious. It's very serious. Yep. We're going to keep highlighting it. George Rosenthal, have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Check out throttlenet.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.